Also, we need to figure out what is the appropriate interest rate to use in this case. Given that we have quarterly compounding and our focus is on quarters on the timeline, we need to use a quarterly interest rate. So the quarterly interest rate in this case would be 3.75%. When we use the perpetuity formula, we need to recognize it would be the present value as of what time period. It will not be the present value as of time period 0, because our payments don't start until period 20. When we find the present value using the perpetuity formula, it will be as of one period prior to the first payment starting. This is an inherent assumption in the formula. So we will have the present value as of period 19, given that the first payment starts in period 20. So if we use the formula, we have $1 payment divided by 0.0375, and we will have a present value of $26.67 as of period 19. Since this is a deferred perpetuity, we have to take the additional step and discount this value back 19 periods. So we can use the basic formula for this and divide by 1 plus r to the 19th power to get 1325. Alternatively, you can use the financial calculator and put in your future value as 2667, 19 periods, interest rate of 3.75%, and get your present value. In this case, of course, we would also get 1325. So this is an example of a perpetuity, and specifically, it's an example of a deferred perpetuity.